Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to be with you again. Can't thank God enough for all that He's done, all the souls He's saved, and the ones He's dealing with. I tell you, it's worth it all to preach the Word. And I tell you, to fight a good fight and run a good race. The Bible said running a race is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I'm thankful that I can trust the Lord. I'm thankful that He's a almighty God, and He has all power in heaven and earth. He created all powers, and He's greater than all the powers that be. And I'm thankful I serve the true and risen Savior today. I tell you, who died on the cross and came into this sin-cursed world, born of a virgin made under the law, that He might redeem them that were under the law, that He might come and save sinners such as we are. I tell you, He came to die and shed His blood to become that sacrifice that was needed, that God had called, and what God could accept was the death of His Son, the blood of His Son that was shed. That was the sacrifice. I tell you, He bore our sins, His own body, on the tree. He endured the cross, and He despised the shame. And as I think about that, I think about what love, as the Apostle Paul wrote there in the book of Corinthians, when he wrote about what love is, what charity is, and how charity never fails. And said, charity endureth all things. It endures all things, beareth all things. And I tell you, He bore our sins in His own body on the tree. That's because of His love. He endured the cross, despised the shame. It was because of His love to us and for sinners. I tell you, He loved us, and the Father loved us. He loved us, and He came, and that's exactly what He did. God got in man, and I tell you, He brought forth His Son, and I tell you, He died on that cross. The Bible said love is not easily provoked, and I tell you, they provoked Him. I tell you, they beat Him. I mean, they tried to catch Him in all kind of things, but they couldn't, because He was righteous and holy in everything that He did. He was perfect. Only one that lived perfect in this life is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He endured it. I mean, He went forth and He did the will of the Father, no matter what He faced. And I tell you, He fought a good fight. I tell you, He fought the fight. Paul said, I fought a good fight and kept the faith. But Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, of Paul's faith, of everyone's faith, I tell you, the Bible said He was high above all. The Bible said the Father had highly exalted Him and gave Him a name above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. He got a little lower than the angels because of death. I tell you, He had to get lower than the angels to die for our sins, to take our place. That was love. I tell you, He didn't think it was a robbery not to be considered, in other words, equal with God or what have you. I mean, He came, and the Bible said it behooved Him to be like unto His brethren, that He may die for them. I tell you, He said, I've died for you. You're my friends. And He told His disciples, you are my friends, and I've died for you. He loved us, and He still loves us. He still cares for us. No one, like the song says, no one's ever cared for me like Jesus. No one's ever loved me like Jesus. I tell you, He's the author of love. I mean, He's the beginner of love. He's charity. He's everything. I tell you, I'm thankful I serve Him today. I don't serve a lost and a hell-bound God that people call and make themselves gods. I mean, I'm so glad that I'm not serving. I'm not in confusion and serving idols and idol worship and those types of things. Thank God, when He saved me, He made me a new creature. I mean, He got alive in me. He got alive in you. If you've ever been saved, I tell you, He quickened you and made you alive. And the Bible said before we got saved, we was dead in trespasses and sins. We had, spiritually speaking, we were dead. I mean, totally dead. But thank God, we've been quickened and made alive by the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, through the Word of God, dealing with our hearts, the Word of God was preached. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And that the Paul said, I came forth not in man's wisdom, but He came forth with Spirit and with power from above. And he preached the gospel. And so, I mean, many, many got saved at one time. You look when Peter and them was, when he preached, and Paul and all those that got saved. I mean, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Thank God. That's all it takes is a believing heart. And I tell you, he'll save you. You got to believe. It's more than a mind belief. It's got to be a heart belief. It's got to be alive. I mean, you got to believe it to the saving of your soul. I mean, for your very your inner being. I tell you, with all your heart, you got to believe on the Lord Jesus. He's the only way from earth to heaven. You won't get to heaven no other way. You can serve other gods, and the Bible said there's gods many, there's lords many, but there's only one true and living God, and He's the God of all the earth. And so, if you may try to come through others, but you're not going to make it to heaven. You'll die in sin and go to hell just as sure as you were born in this life. You'll die a beggar. You'll die in sin and go to hell. But I tell you, that's why Jesus died, to keep you out of hell. That's why He died. He took your place. He endured the cross and despised the shame. And He bore your sins and my sins in His own body and on the tree. That means He died for the entire world. That means all that will come unto Him, He will know what's cast out. If you come with a broken heart and you come with a contrite spirit, I tell you, the Lord will not despise that. That's what He's looking for. That's all. You got to be real with Him. I tell you, He wants to save you, but He's not going to make you. He's not going to save you in confusion. He's going to save you because you've seen yourself. You've seen that you was a sinner. You've seen that you needed the Lord Jesus. And you come unto Him asking for mercy and pleading for mercy and asking for forgiveness of your sins. And you're sorry that you sinned against God. I tell you, when you really get broken, contrite, I tell you, when you really hear the Word and you know it's you, it's hit home, and you come to a point and you say, I'm guilty. That's me. You're being honest. And I'm the guilty one. You bring that guilt. You bring that shame. And you bring your sins and you confess them to God. You ask Him to have mercy upon you, a sinner, and forgive you of your sin. And I tell you that you would be made whole, that you'd be made new, that the Holy Spirit would come and get alive in you and live in you and walk in you and talk to you and be your friend. I tell you, no one can live a Christian life without the Lord Jesus. I tell you, it's the Lord. I tell you, He gave us all that we needed. I tell you, He gave us God the Father, the Bible said, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They are three, but yet they're one. One, there's three that make up the Godhead. And I tell you, when He saved us, He saved us because of His Son. I tell you, the Lord looks on the blood of His Son. Now we can be accepted. And so, therefore, the Holy Spirit dealt with us through the preached Word of God. And the Holy Spirit got alive in us. He comes and lives in us. And so, we have all we need. And I tell you, He'll lead us and guide us and direct our paths if we want Him to. If we asked Him to. I tell you, it's a delight to be led by the Lord. That's what I want. And I want more of it. And I'm seeking for more of it. But I got a long ways to go. I tell you, I do. I'm not running after willful acts of sin, but I tell you, I look at myself as I read the Word of God, as I study, as I look at the Apostle Paul, as I look at the Apostle Peter, as I look at Daniel, and I look at the prophets of old, Abraham and Isaac and Moses, and you keep going down the line there, and the other disciples and Luke and all of them. When I see them and I listen, I study what God give them. God, have mercy on me. I have to cry out, woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of unclean people. That's what Isaiah, when he saw himself, when he seen the Lord high lifted up and His train filled the temple. God, have mercy. I'll never be the man Isaiah was. And I tell you, a godly man. But I see that I've come up short. And I confess that. That's when God can really use someone is when they're honest about their self. I tell you, if you're going around thinking that you're highly favored and you're a cut above the rest and you are just better and you're just full of the anointing and won't no type of sinner to touch you and all that type of stuff, that's not the Lord. That's the devil. That's out of the pit of hell itself. And the devil's got you. He's going to take you to hell with all that unless you get honest and get open with the Lord, and He can have mercy on you, and He'll save you. And the anointing will come. Yeah, the Holy Spirit live in you. But I tell you, the closer you get to the Lord, the more you realize how far you got to go, and it will humble you. It won't puff you up with pride. It will humble you. I tell you, that's what it does to me. It humbles me. I tell you, anytime God uses me, anytime I feel God's presence and His power on me, I tell you, it humbles me. I have to cry out. I have to get by myself somewhere and weep to God. I'm not worthy. God, have mercy on me and help me. But thank you, Lord. Help me and use me. That's my desire, to be used of the Lord. And I get by myself and I pray to the Lord, because it's all Him. It's all Him. It's nothing that we do. I tell you, He's doing the work. All honor and glory and praise goes unto Him, because He's doing it all. He's the author of salvation. He is it. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. He's everything. And I'm so glad that I serve Him. And I tell you, I just want to be used by Him. But the only way I can be used, to be honest with Him, be open, confessing my sins daily. I tell you, just the thoughts of foolishness, sin, living in this life, I tell you, we get dirty. Not that we're running after it. I tell you, just the thoughts enough to grieve you to death. I tell you, the devil's going to do it. He's going to bring the thoughts. He's going to bring it. He's going to tempt us because of what's in our flesh. And He knows what's in the flesh. So He's going to come and tempt us with it. But it's what we do with it. If we get cast it down, it don't become sin to us. But if we entertain it and we start putting it out to follow it and partake, then we're going to fall. We're going to sin. And after that, then we're going to die. That's what the Bible tells us. And you're going to die. I tell you, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is Jesus Christ. That's the gift of God. It's eternal life. Is the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, I tell you, that's how you get born again. That's how you get saved, trusting in the Lord Jesus. And I tell you, repenting of your sins and call upon Him, asking Him to have mercy upon you, a sinner, and He'll save you just like you are. Don't you want to be saved? Don't you want to have a new life? Aren't you tired of running in the world? Aren't you tired of running after sin that leaves you empty? I tell you, you have a pleasure for sin for a season, but that don't last long, and then it's all, there you are, you beat down, you get by yourself somewhere. You might put on a good face before people. You might be a good actor, but when it's all said and done, you're there by yourself, sitting up by your bed. I tell you, you're empty, you're void, and you're lost, and you need Jesus. That's what's going to satisfy you. That's what's going to please you. That's what what you're looking for. I tell you, when people go out looking for fame and fortune and monies and just having a name for themselves, and they're seeking for something that will satisfy their flesh, but it will not, and it cannot. It will not satisfy you. You can run after it all you want, and you'll find out. You will surely find out that is not what you're really seeking and what you really want. I tell you, it's the Lord is what you want. You want to be saved. You got to be saved. You got to be born again. The Bible said a man must be born again. You got to have a spiritual birth. I tell you, we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity because of Adam and Eve when they fell to sin. And man needs a Savior. Man needs a change. And he's got to have his sins under the blood of Jesus in order to get to heaven. And I tell you, that's when you become satisfied. That's when you become complete. It's when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know you're a sinner, you confess it, He'll have mercy to save you. The Bible says you got to call upon Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's what will get yourself saved right there. That's how you get born again. When you get honest and you get open and you have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And I tell you, the Bible said, and God will not despise it. He's waiting on you today. Come to Him. Give your life over to Him. You'll be so glad you did. I say my time's come and gone. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.